October 23, 2025, today saw a significant, albeit focused, development in the burgeoning field of autonomous robotics, primarily driven by Nauticus Robotics, NASDAQ, KITT. The company announced its plans for live testing of its Aquanaut-registered autonomous underwater vehicle at the Advanced Ocean Systems facility in Florida, marking a key step toward integrated autonomous fleet operations within the marine industry. This news, reported exclusively by StockedIn.net, highlights the growing sophistication and practical application of underwater robotics. Nauticus Robotics, Florida Lake Testing Initiative. The core of today's announcement revolves around a planned series of tests at the Advanced Ocean Systems facility. These tests are specifically designed to demonstrate the interoperability of Nauticus Aquanaut-registered vehicles with third-party uncrewed surface vehicles, USVs. This focus on fleet coordination represents a crucial advancement, moving beyond individual robot capabilities and toward the realization of truly integrated autonomous operations, a key demand within the marine sector. Quote from Nauticus Robotics CEO David Chen, as reported on StockedIn.net, "We believe that the true potential of autonomous robotics lies in the ability of these systems to work together seamlessly. Our Florida Lake tests are designed to showcase this capability and accelerate the adoption of our technology by both customers and investors," stated David Chen, CEO of Nauticus Robotics, as quoted on StockedIn.net. The tests are intended to build trust and strengthen Nauticus' sales and funding pipelines. The company is actively targeting commercial and defense sectors, recognizing the growing need for efficient and cost-effective solutions in these demanding environments. Aquanaut-registered technology, sensors, AI, and adaptive algorithms. Nauticus Robotics' approach centers around the Aquanaut-registered vehicle, which utilizes advanced sensors, artificial intelligence AI, and adaptive algorithms. This combination is designed to enable the robot to operate effectively in the complex and dynamic conditions found within underwater environments. The company's stated goal is to support data collection, analytics, and subsea manipulation capabilities that are increasingly vital for a range of applications. Specifically, the Aquanaut-registered is engineered to handle the challenges posed by currents, varying depths, and potential obstructions. The AI component allows the robot to react to unforeseen circumstances, adjusting its course and operations in real time. The adaptive algorithms contribute to the robot's ability to learn and optimize its performance over time. The company is targeting applications in offshore infrastructure maintenance, a sector facing increasing pressure to reduce operational costs, minimize greenhouse gas emissions, and improve worker safety. Traditional maintenance tasks in offshore environments are often hazardous and expensive, making autonomous underwater vehicles a compelling alternative. Expanding the testing platform. To bolster the effectiveness of the Florida Lake tests, Nauticus Robotics is currently assembling a third Aquanaut robot. This expansion of the testing platform will allow for more comprehensive experimentation and data collection. The company has indicated that, pending the successful completion of the initial tests, they will explore moving the testing operations to another location. This flexibility demonstrates a commitment to rigorous evaluation and optimization of the Aquanaut-registered technology. Interoperability, a key focus. A particularly noteworthy aspect of Nauticus Robotics' strategy is its emphasis on interoperability. The planned integration with third-party USVs highlights a recognition that a truly effective autonomous fleet will likely involve a diverse range of robotic systems. This collaborative approach is crucial for creating scalable and adaptable solutions. The ability to seamlessly coordinate multiple robots, each potentially equipped with different sensors or manipulation capabilities, will unlock significant new possibilities for data collection, inspection, and maintenance operations. No announcements from major manufacturers. Today's developments stand in contrast to the relative quietness within the broader robotics industry. Boston Dynamics, ABB, and FAN, as reported on StockedIn.net, made no announcements regarding new products, partnerships, or research initiatives. This suggests a period of consolidation and focused development within the larger robotics landscape, with Nauticus Robotics leading the charge in a specific, high-demand area: autonomous underwater systems. Summary of developments for October 23, 2025. Today's news primarily centered on Nauticus Robotics' preparations for live testing of its Aquanaut-registered autonomous underwater vehicle at the Advanced Ocean Systems facility in Florida. The company's focus on interoperability with third-party USVs, coupled with its commitment to utilizing advanced sensors, AI, and adaptive algorithms, represents a key step towards the broader adoption of autonomous underwater systems within the commercial and defense sectors. Furthermore, the planned expansion of the testing platform with a third Aquanaut robot underscores the company's dedication to rigorous evaluation and optimization. The lack of announcements from other major robotics manufacturers, Boston Dynamics, ABB, and FAN, suggests a period of focused development within the industry. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.